All right, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by AshKicking.com. That's a black-owned fragrance site. They have beauty, health products, incense burners, candles, anything you need for the smell-good game. Today's show is also brought to you by MelaninGeeks.com. That's a clothing line, original, exclusive, 100% from the imagination. That's MelaninGeeks.com. Today's show is also brought to you by this book of poems called Normal Thoughts from a Random Mind, a great book of poetry. You can get the book anywhere where books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, all that good stuff. Normal Thoughts from a Random Mind, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we're here. I got my lovely, lovely lady co-host right here with us. Right to my right, we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
Hi, I'm good. Feeling better.
You feeling better?
Yes, finally.
Good. Please. Good. You're not hacking and coughing.
No. I'm good.
Yes, indeed. And over here looking nice, fit, and trim. Bree.
What's up, guys?
Bree is getting her Jack LaLanne game on.
Damn it, man. You take it back to the old.
Hell yeah.
Every time. Hell yeah. Every time. He can't even help how old school he is.
Man. So what are y'all little ladies up to? Y'all do these lovely ladies are doing a photo shoot next week.
Oh, you put us on blast.
Yes. Yes, because they're doing a lookbook. The lookbook is going to be for sale pretty soon.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to be looking so fly.
Yes.
Fellas, y'all, the thirst is, I can hear the thirst right now. It's going to be fly, though.
I've been in the gym like this.
I know. I need to catch up. I've been slacking. I have not been in the gym, but I will be this week.
Man.
This week.
So what kind of looks are you guys going for the lookbook?
Ooh-wee.
It's a surprise, but yep. They're very eccentric. I mean, I know for sure we're going to do a really dope, sexy African look.
Yeah.
But when we say African look, all these looks are going to be really, really sexy, though. But yeah. But classy. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
Classy, yes, indeed. But trashy.
Slash.
Look, I'm looking at myself in the playback. I got on sunscreen. I look like a black vampire.
You
God
sure?
Damn.
I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, y'all got on some sunscreen because they told me to put on sunscreen because my shit is getting damaged. And nigga, I look like.
And it don't look like that in person. No, you look like a damn ghost.
God
on
damn.
There.
Yeah, nigga. It looks terrible.
I look like a dancer in the Thriller video.
It really looks crazy.
Yeah, my God.
Imagine your tall ass in a Thriller video.
I know.
You would have stuck out like a sore ass dog.
Man. Oh, yeah. Let me shout out to everybody, man. Thank everybody for getting the song It's Time for my group, Mix Live.
Yes,
man. The song is in the top 20 right now on
Tariq
iTunes.
Y'all, Tariq is a pop star now.
Man.
He acting like a pop star too, y'all.
I swear. He come here with sunscreen.
I know. I got on sunscreen and shit.
He all vegan, trying to slim out.
I smell like Dracar. I'm on some nigga shit. But man, I gotta thank everybody for getting the single, man. That thing hit the iTunes charts heavy, heavy, man. And we're going up against some heavyweights on the iTunes charts, man. So everybody, we want to get the song to number one. I think we got number one potential.
Yep. I think we do.
Yes, indeed.
For the culture.
Yes, not
to compare you to Cardi B, because yeah. That don't even make sense. Yeah. But shit, the culture put her on.
Yes, indeed. So look, we can get this thing to number one. The family, if you're listening, you guys can go to iTunes. Go to iTunes, get the single "Mink Slide." It's time. It's in the top 20 best-selling R&B singles right now on iTunes. So all my people, go get it right now. Let's take it to the top. Shout out to everybody in the UK. I want y'all to get it too. Yes, indeed.
I think people were tripping at first because they only look at you as like a filmmaker.
Right.
But then it's like, I think you can't box yourself in. Like if you have multiple talents, show all of it.
Absolutely.
So now it's like, I'm starting to look at you as like R&B singer now.
Yeah. Because it threw people off at first. They're like, this what? Nigga, what is this Hidden Colors nigga singing? The hell is this bullshit?
Yeah, people all in my,
thought it was a joke,
in my
right?
Comments.
Yeah.
So Tariq a singer now.
Yeah.
Yes, guys.
Yes, I'm
not
a black leader.
You can't box an artist in.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, this is some shit that I do as a hobby. It's fun. I'm gonna get my group out here and put it out and see what it do. And people like the song. The song is a very genuinely good song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen. So, Bree, we put it on you. What's happening out here in the streets?
Y'all don't know, but Layla is releasing an album at the end of the year.
Oh, shit.
By Rogue.
Oh, shit.
That's the news.
And people have been asking about Layla's rapping skills. They've been like, when are you going to get Rogue in the studio?
We're going to do an EP. No lie, though. DJ Tracy, he comes to all of your events, Tariq.
Yeah.
He actually is a DJ, and he's doing a mixtape, and he legit sent me a beat and was like, yo, everybody done their, it's like a cipher on there.
Yeah.
And he sent me a track, and he wants me to be.
Let's go.
Oh,
he was like, I'll give you a percentage of the sales. And like, I was like, okay.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. We need an EP from Layla.
Oh, Lord.
Man, do you still have your rapping skills, Layla?
I think, you know what? Back in the day, I needed writers, but now that I lived a little bit, I feel like I could write.
Yes, you got to say that. You know how to freestyle.
I can write now. I feel like because I didn't live. I'm telling you, I didn't live.
So you're going to write about your experiences in life?
Yeah, now I got something to write about because when I was young and I was like 19, 20, I didn't have, what the fuck am I talking about? Like, really? Right. But now I got some shit to talk about. So yeah, it's going to be, I don't know. We'll see.
Man, I would love to get you in the studio, you dig, and get somebody to write some shit. I get Nipsey Hussle to write you.
Yes. Oh, yes, please somebody. That would be dope.
With the Cali flow, yes.
You dig? Oh, I got one of your old raps right here. Hold on. This is one of Layla's old rhymes.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
I can't stand you, Tariq. It's lonesome.
Get it, Layla.
It's so cold. How the fuck do we
supposed
to keep peace?
I knew that was Layla.
She was trying to find herself.
It's so cold in the D.
Is it cold in the D, y'all? Is it a warm day in the D today?
Oh. Come on, spit that fire, Layla.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Spit it, Layla.
Yo, it's on the road, Anna. I'm living life, Anna. It's going down, Anna. And I'm crib walking in LA. And you know what I'm saying.
Hey.
This beat is whack, but Bree is doing her thing. Keep going. Swinging, Bree, swing it in the gym. Swing that booty. Yay, yay. I think I got a cutie on my neck. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm the official
so
hype
terrible.
Man.
That was so terrible.
Lord. Hey, I'll hype somebody up to the moon. Lord, what's up?
Man. Y'all stop hating on Layla. That shit, get that weak
saying?
Shit out of here. Y'all stop hating on Layla. She just
that
bullshit. Someone said fart on them bars. Shout out, chat room.
No, it was whack, though, in their defense. That shit was whack. Y'all making me look bad. Like, that was a terrible.
Oh, she's too cute.
Oh,
man.
If y'all give me a real beat now, that
yeah.
would
be that's what she, see, that's
bullshit.
The artist is requesting real music. That's all.
Yes, indeed. Somebody said, Layla's weed about to come off. Shut the fuck up. You just talking
shit.
No,
we got it. We got it. We got it.
Nah, I sewed it on this time. So it ain't coming off today. But
man, so Layla, what's happening out here in the streets?
Oh, my God. This is crazy. It's so hot in here for some reason.
I know it's hot.
I don't know. I'm not hot.
Can you turn the air on real quick?
Wait. The air?
Yes.
I'm not hot. How come?
Just for a little bit. For about 5 minutes.
I have a hot flash for the old folks, please.
I know. Shit, I don't know.
Burn up. I didn't take my sweatshirt off. I can't even play it off no more.
Man.
Okay, so this is very interesting. I don't know if you guys heard about... Well, first of all, they're saying Vivica Fox is putting out a book about her sex life with 50 Cent.
Yeah.
However, it's not just about 50 Cent.
Right.
It's actually her self-help book called Every Day I'm Hustling. Mm-hmm. But in the book, she talks about her and 50 Cent sex life. Now, I thought this was very, very interesting because she said, now this is, I need your advice on this, Tariq. So first of all, she said that 50 Cent was very new in the industry.
Yeah.
So he's really focused on his career. So a guy that's like really focused on his career, he actually didn't want to have a lot of sex. As a matter of fact, she said that most of the time she would initiate the sex because she really enjoyed making love to him. But she also describes their sex escapades as PG-13.
Oh, damn.
And she said, but they were cherished and they were special. So my question to you is, because I've never experienced this, even if a guy is super focused, like I'm getting on my grind, is he not initiating sex? Because she always had to initiate it. I would feel some type of way.
I've heard that about a couple men in the industry.
Oh, wow.
That the woman was like, I always had to initiate
that's
sex.
That's weird. Oh, damn, I've never had
and like rappers and like dudes or like R&B artists that speak about a whole lot of sexual shit. But the woman always has to initiate it.
And so 50s, true. He's been milking it. He's been talking, you know. He's been talking real greasy about it. You know, it's like, damn, it's been 14 years. Why is she still tripping? Is she crazy?
Yeah. Is that weird, though, that, like, it could cause some coochie or dick be that good? Were you still talking about it, though?
Saying, that's, hell yeah, it could.
And also,
that might have been the best she had.
Yeah. But that's a way to sell the book, too. You know what I'm saying? To make it salacious and talk about, you know, something, another celebrity, and put a sex scandal in there. And that's the way to sell the book, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to have Vivica on the show. I would love to have her come down.
I really love her, though.
Yeah, I like Vivica. She's a hustler. I like Vivica. She knows how to go out and get the bag. Y'all shout out to Vivica. Tell her to give us a holler so we can get her on the show. And she can talk about it and promote the book. We're going to have Ari Spears on pretty soon. Comedian Ari Spears.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah. He's very funny brother. Yeah. Yeah, Ari's very funny brother. And we'll have him on, I think, the week after next. We're not going to be here next week. I'm going to be in Miami promoting our hit single out there in Miami. And also, we're going to be out there location scouting for a movie we plan on doing out there in the Miami Gardens.
Oh, the one you was telling us about.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be out there scouting for the locations and everything. Shout out to Carl, the promoter. We're going to hook up with him. But, Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets?
You guys may not know what y'all old asses, but I think we were talking about 6ix9ine the last time we was on.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
The rapper with the rainbow hair. Mm-hmm. So his rap name is Tekashi 6ix9ine, but his born name is Daniel Hernandez. And he is a registered sex offender and went to a high school and did a concert and threw $10,000.
Mm.
And like all these kids were picking him up. But of course, that was the headline.
Yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, registered sex offender, ended up and did a concert at a high school. But then when you go and really read and get down to the bottom of the story, it was some bullshit about some chick showing up to some place they were at, kicking it in the studio, and she said she was 19, ended up being like 14.
Oh,
and they recorded all of this stuff.
Damn.
They recorded. He's what like, I'm in. Stuff? Well, she was doing things, sexual things, not actually to 6ix9ine, but he was like there participating. He's in the videos.
Registered.
Yeah.
Know?
He's already registered. Yeah. So. Wow.
But he has the complexion for the protection. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Think so?
Yeah. They
even with all the different color hair and the gold teeth in his mouth.
Man, he's still a white
dude.
Well,
yeah, that's
true.
He's
still white. Mm-hmm. They get a pass. Mm-hmm. Like,
they do get
just
a pass.
Today, there was a white kid who shot up another school.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Up there in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the headline, honor student. Shot up a school.
Honest, dude. I don't give a damn.
I don't give a shit about these dudes. I mean, they always give them a pass. They'll find
like
a way.
Honor student means anything.
Yeah, yeah, like that means anything. Mm-hmm. Man, let me see. We got a lot of folks calling in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's see if the phone lines are working. Hello, who's calling? Hello. That phone lines ain't shit. All right.
Come talk to us or not.
People.
All right. Layla, what else is happening out here?
You know what? I love this, actually. This is actually similar to what we're going to be doing in our reality show a little bit. It's Diddy and Jay-Z. They're creating an app.
Yeah.
You hear about that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
The app is going to basically connect all black businesses. So it's like a one-stop shop for us to go find black businesses on this one app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was basically saying like, yeah, it's okay. We'll probably still buy Gucci and we'll probably still buy other things. But at the end of the day, we need to keep the money in our community to establish wealth. So So him and Jay-Z are doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I was trying to do that with the More Us app. I had an app called More Us. And unfortunately, you know, I had some real janky ass developers over in India. And I never work with those cats over there again. I'm never working. And I'm telling black, do not work with no Indian developers. There's too many scammers over there. They finesse the shit out of you. And, you know, I took a real big hit on that. And that's exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to create an app where we can all find businesses and locate businesses, because I was always big on that. But, you know, I'm glad Diddy and Jay-Z are doing it. They're going to do it on a big level. So whoever does it is fine. That's good. And that is what we're going to do when we do the reality show. When we get out here on the road. Mm-hmm. It's very important that we find out who's black and doing business out here. Because a lot of times we go places and there's businesses that we just don't know about. And, you know, I hear about them when I get to these cities. Somebody just randomly say, hey, man, there's a soul food place right here. Hey, man, there's a clothing store right here that my homie owns. And I think that more of us should know about these places so that we can make a real concerted effort to go patronize them. So, Bree, before I get to you, let me see if I can get this call one time. What's up? Who's calling? God damn this fucking phone. Lord. Man,
why,
all right.
I don't know why it works, and sometimes it does. It's just so strange.
Janky, sometimey ass shit.
Crazy. And have people been inboxing you guys, different businesses and stuff? If you come here, if you come there. Absolutely. So for those of you guys that are inboxing, we see them.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the places that you guys are telling us about, we're not going to initially.
Right, right.
So bear with us. We see you. You know, we hear you. We going to probably speak about it on the show, you know what I'm saying? So just keep sending it to us.
Yes.
This is what I want to know, because this was questions I keep getting asked. How many businesses in each city are we going to cover? I said, I really don't know yet. Yeah.
Because, I mean, we got to eat, you know. Yeah. We have to shop. Somebody might need their hair and their nails done. Or
I know,
Tariq
spa.
Might need a haircut.
Absolutely.
Spa,
I'm always trying to get haircuts in these cities. Yeah. And, it just really depends on how many days we're going to be in certain spots. But, you know, I do get a lot of people hitting me up in cities that we're not going to. Like, hey, man, I'm a black-owned business in Anchorage, Alaska, man. Yeah. I got a walrus training business out here, brother. We feed sea lions and sell them to the government. And I'm like, okay, we're not coming out there.
Oh, my God.
You dig? But y'all keep letting us know what's going on. We're definitely going to go to Atlanta. We're definitely going to go to Chicago. Definitely New Orleans, because I haven't really done anything out there in New Orleans. But definitely we're going to go there. And possibly D.C., so we're getting all that together now. So, again, we still got the Indiegogo campaign going on. You guys should still get involved with that. The link should be under the video screen right here. Now, y'all keep trying to call up. We're trying to get some of these calls in, and we're trying to chop it up with you guys. I know the phone line is janky, but we'll see what we can do. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Why are you gonna break?
I'm going to your ass. You stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
No,
you know?
No, no. I just gotta pull it up. Hold on.
Hey, y'all. They freezing me. Is it cold?
Priya, you can turn the air off.
Okay. What I'm going to do, guys, I don't know if you guys are up for this, but remember last week we talked about Trey Songz, right?
Yes,
we did. Okay, I got a Trey Songz update, people. So last week we talked about how a young lady said that during All-Star Weekend, Trey Songz kind of had a little scuffle with her, beat her up, whatever. So he now...
Allegedly.
Let's put that big allegedly on there. Mm-hmm. And he had to turn himself in to the police.
Really? Oh, yes. Damn. God damn.
Yes. Turn,
it was that serious?
Allegedly. Yes.
Another allegedly.
Wow.
He turned himself into the police. I mean, he turned himself in at... first of all, his lawyer is Sean Holly. Okay. You know, remember the black lawyer? She's like Lindsay Lohan's lawyer. She's like everybody's lawyer in the... she's a black... big black entertainment lawyer.
Okay, if I see her, I know she is.
Trust me. And he had to go in, book himself at 6 a.m. Of course, he got out at 8 a.m. His bail was $50,000.
God damn.
Yes. And Trey Songz was like, look, he went on Twitter and he was like, look, I'm turning myself in just to let my fans know I'm being lied on and falsely accused for someone else's personal gain. So he took to Twitter and kind of tried to clear his name. But, yeah, he still had to go to jail and bond himself out, pay money, and go through the motions.
God damn.
It's crazy.
Man, this shit is real. He was another dude, an NBA young boy.
Yep.
And he got locked up.
Yep.
You know, and I think he bailed out. I think he bailed out. But, yeah, this.
So anybody could just say anything about you and they got to go to jail? And
no,
go to
NBA.
There was footage.
Oh, yeah, I'm like,
but
he
what
drugged
about,
that girl.
What about Trey Songz? Like, do they need witnesses? Like, what's the deal? Because anybody could just be like, oh, he did this to me. No, is there any witnesses around?
And
like,
that seemed like what's the Me Too is a trend now. I just know. Any girl.
But the only people get arrested for Me Too are the black,
black
folks.
People, yeah.
You don't see the Harvey Weinsteins. None of these people going to jail. They got to file bankruptcy or some shit like that, or step down as CEO. But the only mugshots you see are the Negro entertainers.
And Trey Songz had to do that. That's crazy.
Wow. Wow.
Very, very crazy.
Man. Bree, what else is happening out here?
Man, this New York Police Department, NYPD cop got arrested as a heroin queenpin.
Oh, damn. God damn.
That's so fucking real. So
what? Is she a Latina? What is she?
She is Latina.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I know okay, wait.
Yeah, I knew ain't no Negroes got the plug like
no,
that.
No, wait. So what drew my eye to the story was that she looks like a black woman. And I'm like, damn.
Maybe she's Afro-Latina.
Yeah, yeah. Where's she from?
Guaranteed. She's Afro-Latina.
What's her name?
Yasina Jimenez.
Oh, hell yeah. All right,
she's black.
Panama somewhere.
She's black.
Yeah, but she looks black. So I'm like, how does black girl... was able to run a whole damn thing across the globe. She she was caught running a massive cross-country heroin trafficking ring. She's 31. She's an NYPD officer and used her badge to cover everything up.
Oh,
they caught her as they began investigating her when her boyfriend, Luis Soto, 33, they found his phone number on her phone, and he is already a known suspect.
Oh, damn.
So... They so fucked they stuff up.
Dick will do it every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had a plug down there in South America. Somebody was shipping directly to her.
Her family, probably.
Her family. Her,
I know, right?
Her grandma was boxing up the damn cocaine and heroin.
That's a damn shame.
And putting some empanadas in there for like, eat this baby. So
I'm just wondering how long did she get away with that? Because wow. it don't say how, I mean, of course they're not going to say that, but it's just I wonder how long was she doing that and getting away with it?
Man, yeah, the NYPD, those police out there, they're corrupt as shit.
Yeah.
They're real corrupt, just like the ones out here.
I was going to say, I don't really know a police that ain't corrupt.
Yeah, right. Man.
That's sad.
Speaking of police, there was that police officer who shot that white woman out there in Minnesota. They just arrested him today. He had to turn himself in, but he's black.
Oh, yeah, the black guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the black guy. You said good?
Oh, no. I thought this was something else. I'm
about to say, No.
I'm sorry. No, I thought that he was white.
Oh, no, no,
that's
no, no.
That's
no,
why
no,
I was
no,
like,
no,
finally.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, no.
See,
they arrested him. No, it's the opposite. It was he shot a white woman and he's black, so his ass.
Okay.
That's why he got arrested.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, finally they locked up a white man for shooting a black
man. Hell no. Nope. No, that blue wall of silence don't mean shit.
Never mind then.
Yeah, that blue wall didn't mean nothing.
Wow.
And all you black officers out there trying to maintain that blue wall of silence, this is what they think about you.
Mm-hmm.
While you trying to hold on to that code of police conduct, they're throwing your black asses under the bus.
Mm.
They're not protecting you. So black officers around the country, you need to take heed to that. This is why that blue wall of silence shit doesn't work for you. Don't be coons out there.
I'm telling you, what the black officers are supposed to be is infiltrators. Yes. Little do y'all know.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Infiltrate.
Y'all need to be infiltrating, getting some information for us.
Intel, exactly.
So we can use against them. That's what you coon ass niggas out there on these police forces should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. The phone lines are still janky. I would really like this.
What's the number? 818 what?
818-398. Oh, I'm about to get my cell phone.
Oh, shit. It was about to go down.
I don't know.
Hey, your phone's going to ring for
man.
Like 2 weeks.
818. Tariq. Oh, somebody's here? How the hell did he get on the hello?
Tariq.
What up, man?
What's up, brother? I didn't even answer the phone. What's up? Who is this?
I figured y'all had a monologue, man. This is Jack from Augusta.
How you doing, brother? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good, but you're on the perfect topic. Me and a brother was talking about that the other day, about these coon-ass cops we got here in Augusta.
Okay.
Oh, man, yeah. Yes.
Everywhere.
We got this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, Tariq. We've been always arguing here in Augusta about it, and I know Layla, she used to go to Payne.
I did. I know. Are you stalking me, sir?
We got a black mayor. We got a black sheriff. 90% of the city council is black. These coon-ass still are jerking the people around, man. Mm. What are we going to do?
But they got to get on code out there, man. As we see, the police force, they don't give a shit about these black officers. All that cooning for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just cooning for nothing. They need to be getting intel, letting us know what goes on inside of these systems and bring that information to the community, man. But shout out to everybody out there in Augusta. Thank you for the call, brother.
But thank you for all you do, man. Thank you for all you do.
Much respect, brother. Thank you. All right. Okay, how the hell did this brother get on the phone?
He just popped up. He said he was going to get through.
Man,
I'm in here.
I can't believe you remember I went to Payne College, though.
Oh, damn.
I know. That
I only went for one semester. I couldn't take it out there.
And I didn't even know you went to there.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm like,
how this nigga know?
I don't know.
It's one of your classmates.
Hey.
Remember me? I sat three chairs behind you.
I lived on the dorm for like, I moved there before I moved to Atlanta.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because my uncle was the dean out there, so he was convinced me to come out there first, and I couldn't take it. No offense to Augusta. No,
yeah,
it's
just too slow motion for you.
It was a shock for me. I was like, no.
Yeah, it's just a little too slow motion. I feel that.
But there were really nice people out there.
Oh, love Augusta. Love Augusta.
They're cool.
Yes, indeed.
They always talk about James Brown, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They did him like James Brown.
You see the statue? They got a statue of James Brown out there. A little bitty-ass statue of James Brown.
They love James Brown.
It's life-size.
Yeah, it's a life-size statue, and James was a little dude. It looked like a little parking meter. It's a little.
Oh, my nerve. Hey, y'all. I can't deal with
I thought I put a quarter in that motherfucker. When I was
oh, my God. Speaking of little dudes, I was watching your live stream the other day, and you were talking about
Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis in the club. They said they like recently seen him in Atlanta.
Yes.
Can we like somehow, like when we go to Atlanta, like get him to hang out with.
You know what? My dude, L.A. Snow. My dude, Snow. He's a real good friend of mine in Atlanta. Hook us up with Emmanuel Lewis.
For our show. Like, yes. Let's get him on there. Like, we can, like he just seems like a fun person to chill
Emmanuel
with.
Gets it in. That would be fun.
That would be dope.
That would be fun to see what he's up to. Emmanuel, he's a player.
Yeah.
He'll try to match with her. You know what we ought to do? We ought to put him on a date with Bree.
Yes!
Oh, that should have been gangsta.
That'd be
yes.
So gangsta.
We put Emmanuel Lewis on a date with Bree.
No, because we're going to get into it already. Hell no. I feel it.
When he see them breasts,
when
he see them breasts, he's gonna go back to infancy.
Y'all, why do I always have to go on a date though? Why the hell Layla can't go on no dates? See what I'm saying?
That's a better match.
It's a real better match. Yes, it is. Yes, yes.
He gonna come right here. You need to.
That's Layla. He like tall girls. Yes. No, he like short girls. He like tall girls. I'm telling you.
Yes, Layla's like, too short. We can't have two short motherfuckers.
I'm not messing with neither one of y'all. Y'all fired.
He needs somebody who can pick him up and bathe him.
And breastfeed him. And
no, ain't nothing coming out these breasts.
That would be fun though. He's fun. Because you said he always be in the club.
Yeah, man. He Emmanuel, he gets it in. He gets it in. My God.
That would be so fun.
So Layla, what else is happening out here?
What is happening out here? Okay, so what is happening out here? I was looking at this is just, I don't know. What do y'all think about Iggy Azalea, first of all? Do y'all think her career's over?
No, she's white. No. She's white. She got a white fan base.
I don't think anything about her. It's pace.
I just feel like she's kind of doing what people do when they kind of fall off. They kind of talk about their old relationships. Like, she's talking about her relationship with Nick Young, about how she just did a recent interview and she was talking about a relationship about Nick Young, how about like when he cheated on her with his baby mama, how she burned his clothes. First she started off with the cheap clothes, then she went to the designer clothes.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third. Like, who cares?
I know.
No one cares.
So now she's in the headlines for burning his clothes. It's like, who gives a fuck? Oh, we had a fire pit in the backyard. And, you know, it was just, I don't know. I'm just sick of her, you guys.
Yeah,
these
white female entertainers, they get in where they fit in. I saw Miley Cyrus. She was on her social media dancing to some rap song, doing the little latest hip hop dance or whatever. Yep. So now she's trying to ease her little narrow ass back over into hip hop after she shitted on hip hop. Remember, I told y'all she was going to do that. Yep. She actually denounced hip hop and talked about how fucked up it was and how negative it was because she wanted to get back in good with that big pop crowd.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get her white credentials back. Mm-hmm. They weren't fucking with her like that. Those sales weren't what she thought they were going to be, so now she's trying to get jiggy with it again.
Oh my God.
Send your ass back over there. This is why we have to protect the culture. Mm-hmm. We got to stop letting in all these vulture-ass weirdos, and just because they throw a couple of dollars around to us, we're bringing them in and embracing them. Mm-hmm. We got way too much fuckery from some of these non-black groups out here who's trying to get into the music game and doing it off of us. Like that one dude, Lil Xan, who disrespected Tupac.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he said that Tupac was boring, so a lot of people were pissed at him, rightfully so. Somebody actually stepped to his ass.
Oh, he got chased.
Remember he got chased? Yeah, he got chased into a library. Or YMCA something, which is what you're supposed to do to a little asshole like that. You dig? But even that little Tekashi 6ix9ine dude, he's going around talking about he's the king of New York and all this. It's mad disrespectful. And Game is going in on him. Because Game is like, you know, hey, man, cut that fake blood shit out.
Right.
Yeah, and we get that. You got people who live that for real. This is not a joke or a trend. Yeah, you got people whose family members who've been killed, grandparents win the shit. So it's a family thing that people don't like to play with. And you got dudes throwing up blood signs and all this cornball shit like it's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
So real folks don't like fucking with that because then that makes the block hot. They go out here and do stupid shit. Then they start putting gang injunctions on everybody by doing stupid shit like that and associating it with certain gang culture. So we got to clean up a lot of shit. Shout out to the Game. Shout out to people who try to clean up the fuckery that goes on when it comes to the culture. Layla, what else is happening out here?
I'm going to talk about...
Hold on, let me see if they... Hello?
Yo, what's up? What's going on with you?
What's up, brother? What's your name?
Oh, it's your boy Jethro Thunder.
Jethro Thunder?
You already, come on now.
Jethro Thunder.
Up here before.
I remember him.
Jethro Thunder.
I remember Jethro. You from Atlanta, right?
There you go. Live from the A.
Yes, indeed. What's going on? We might be out there, man. You got to come out there and rock with us, Jethro Thunder.
Oh, no doubt about it. I bring Mrs. Thunder and Baby Thunder.
There you go.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, see, how long you been with Mrs. Thunder?
We've been together for about 3 years, been married for one and a half, something like that.
Oh, I love it. I love that, man. So what's on your mind, Jethro?
I had a couple things, man. The Coon documentary, bro.
Yeah. I need to do that.
We got to get it popping, man. It's a whole lot of coons out here, especially in Atlanta, man. I can be your go-to man. I'll point him out for you, bro.
Is it that bad in Atlanta?
Oh, God.
Oh, man, they riding around here. They'll ride by your ass in the rain and not look, not even try to help you. But, yeah, man, the Coon documentary, man, I know a lot of folks are waiting on that, man. But,
definitely.
Yeah, you got to might know who you are, though, so I think we should send in some agents. I volunteer myself. You know, they're not going to be fully honest with you the way that Jesse
they're
was.
Pretend
you know?
Like they're not a coon.
I know. They'll try to act down. But, yeah, man, I feel you, man. Thanks for the call, brother. Thank you. Yeah, I definitely got to get that Coon documentary popping. A lot of people have been asking me about that. Speaking of Atlanta, did y'all see Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
I was so wanted to see. I was so tired last night. I said, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay, I saw a little bit of it.
What happened? Please do tell.
The only thing that interests me was the whole Kirk and Rashida thing.
What's going on with them?
Oh, man. Kirk had that side baby.
So he had the baby.
Yeah, the baby. They got a test and the baby is his.
And, like I said.
No. Did they break up?
Yeah. Well, they kind of is going, it's kind of going
on. What do you think about the side baby situation? Because I know a few athletes and people, entertainment people, and I'm sure there's like a lot of regular people walking around that have side babies. So the thing is, like, if you're with a dude and he has a side baby, like, is that the last straw for you? Or do you try to work it out? Or, like, what's
that's
the deal
hard
with
do
that?
I don't know why the nigga, I can understand the side piece, but the side baby? God damn.
Because that doesn't go away.
That don't go
that's
away.
That's a whole nother life. Yeah. Like, that's serious business.
Yeah.
So do you, if a female was with a dude and he had a side, like, what would be your advice to her?
Oh, man, it just really depends, man. It really, really depends
on. Because Rashida and that guy, they got years.
Yeah, they've been together for a long time.
15 years.
Yeah, they got a lot of years.
What do you do? Man,
did D-Wade have a side baby?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yes. And Gabby? I don't think Gabby can have kids.
I
think she has some type of issue where they will have to like plan her kids, like go see a doctor because
I hope she gets one.
Yeah.
Or maybe she doesn't want one.
I'm like, maybe it's about her career. I think she wants kids though.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Probably with
him
because they're so cute together.
Yeah, they are. But he have a side baby.
Damn.
He married her.
Yeah. They worked it on out. You know, so there's possibilities. So Ludacris got a side baby.
Yep. Ludacris does have a side baby.
But you know what's crazy about his situation?
Yeah.
Is that I think the side baby mama was trying to like get the money. I feel like that's what it was about.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Ludacris he flipped it on her, took her to court, and now he has custody, so he doesn't have to pay her child support. You get it?
Right.
He has full
but
custody.
But not a side baby's living
has
up
to
in,
live
the house.
In the house with his wife.
Yeah.
Damn, his wife is a G.
She's a better woman
G.
than me.
So you wouldn't live in the house with the side baby?
I mean, circumstances, it would be
okay, but gee, he got that ludicrous money.
Yeah, let's say the nigga holding some money. Y'all had a little situation.
Y'all
he got
don't
a side
realize
baby.
Money don't mean shit to me. I don't know. I'm not motivated by it.
It really doesn't. But right, I feel like if Ludacris was broke as a joke, I don't know.
No, I know women that are with not broke, but they don't have ludicrous money, but they take care of somebody else's child to be with that man. So it just really depends on the couple,
so
the person.
So Bree, you would be cool. You and a dude, y'all had some shit popping, and the side baby's up in the house every day. You got to change the side baby diapers.
I don't love anyone that much.
Right. But guess what?
So
not,
I can't
it's
speak
not the
on
baby's
it.
Fault. That's the sad part.
Right. It's not the baby's fault.
Yeah,
it's
but
not.
That don't got nothing to do with me either. No, shit.
So it's your dude's baby.
Yeah.
That baby, he's an innocent kid.
That's
you don't
what
know.
I'm saying. It gotta be a real ass love between me and him. But then I'm trying to figure out how you even got a side baby if this is real. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say no for right now.
No.
Because it's almost like for me, I think for me, even more than the baby, it's like, damn, you wasn't using protection? Even if you was gonna cheat, nigga, like, okay, if you cheated, all right, but damn, you can't even, like, respect me enough to use protection?
Yeah,
like, you could have gave me more than a side baby. You could have gave me a side disease. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I care about more.
So, you know, with the side baby living in the house, that's my thing. You dig? And, you know,
It ain't the worst. Like, especially if you got a good kid. If, like,
right.
They have a good kid and they respectful and they know, you know, don't cross these boundaries.
So, you don't want the side baby talking shit to you?
Shut your big titty ass up, bro. You're in my mama. I will kick the side baby's ass. I don't give a damn whose kid you are. You will get your ass whooped. I'm from the south side of Chicago where everybody could whoop your
Lord. Man, let me see if we get these phone lines going one more time and stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We got look like somebody from Augusta right here. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Rero.
Hey, Tariq.
Hey,
man. We was sitting around here. We couldn't sit no longer, man. A little comment you made about James Brown being a statue, being a mater.
I love James Brown, but that's a little bitty ass statue though. Let's be real. That, you know, that's a little statue.
Come on, that's all they can do. Nobody else got
Now. They could have put the statue up on a podium or something. They got the statue just sitting there
on the ground,
man. Come on. I love James Brown. I'm a huge fan of James Brown, though. But anyway, bro, I'm not shitting on James. I love James, bro. Thank you for the call, bro.
Oh, yeah, they
don't fuck around when you say something about James Brown.
Oh, my God. They were so serious when I lived in Augusta. If you shit on James Brown, you better watch your back. They do not play.
Hell no, they don't. I love James Brown.
Me too.
Yeah, but that's a little goddamn statue.
I know. If they're going to talk about him,
Y'all get him a big statue. That's my thing. Get him a big statue. Man, we're going to have Paul Mooney on the show pretty soon, too.
Oh my God.
The legendary Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney. I would like to get Paul Mooney a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I would like to.
He should have one. He doesn't have one?
He doesn't have one, no.
What?
And I think we should work to get him a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Because it's the community, we're going to have to do that.
He's such a legend.
Even way before that. I mean, Paul is a legend, man. A lot of people got their shit from Paul Mooney.
They did.
So, yeah, we're going to have him on the show pretty soon, man. Shout out to Brother Paul. Let's see who we got on the phone here. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Yo, what's up? This is B from St. Louis.
What's your name, brother?
B, St. Louis.
B from St. Louis. How you doing? What's on your mind, brother?
Man, I'm chilling, bro. Glad to get through, man. I'm straight on the phone at work, man, but I had to call in about the side baby, man.
Uh-oh. Do you have a side baby or you know somebody with a side baby?
Yeah, man. I know a couple of people with side babies, but really the side baby issue is just the fact that, like, women get in these relationships already knowing, you know what I'm saying, like, what's happening, what's the deal, what's going on with a guy, what kind of relationship he in with, basically, and then knowing that, you know what I'm saying, it's just a side thing, eventually they try and think the baby gonna keep something going on, but it's not.
Right. Absolutely, man. But thank you for the call. I want some of my dudes. If you got a side baby, call up. My side baby daddies, call up.
Was he trying to imply that it's the woman's fault for keeping the baby?
Oh, and I think he tried to make it seem like it's the woman's fault for trying to get a side baby so she can... keep the man.
No, okay, right. But it still takes two to tango, right. And it still takes two dummies not to use protection.
Right.
So if she want to keep the baby, now it's her fault.
It's like, that's not fair.
Right.
I mean,
you should know to stay your ass in the house and keep your dick in your
pants. Really, it's more on him than her because he's the one with the whole relationship.
What's up, Tariq? It's DJ N1 out of Charlotte.
Hey, brother, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Just working. Hey, man, I need you to send me that mink slide, man. I'm going to try and throw it in my next radio mix if I start spinning for an urban AC station, man.
Oh, perfect, man. Email me and I'll email it to you. Email me at info@tariqelite.com.
Word up. Oh, and one more thing. How you doing, Bree? How y'all doing, Layla? How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Gotta address the ladies, you know. Hey, no. Let me know if y'all ever in Charlotte, man. I'll show y'all some black businesses.
Absolutely. Okay. I love Charlotte's it. I love dope. The people of Charlotte, yeah, man. Charlotte. I love it out there. So definitely, man. But email me and I get you that mix, brother. Peace. Shout out to all the DJs. A lot of DJs. Yeah, y'all DJs been hitting me up. Email me and y'all need a copy of the song. I'll hit you up. So y'all email me. And but all the other people, y'all get it from iTunes.
Are you going to go on tour, Tariq? When's your thing coming up?
Yeah. We're going to go on tour. I want to go start in the UK because I got a big audience out there. And
okay, I want to do.
Yeah. So we're gonna get the tour thing going on pretty soon. We're just really trying to work the record and get it popping. And I'm trying to finish the album and all that too. So I'm going to be in the studio all day tomorrow. So we're getting the shit together. We're getting it popping. I gotta have y'all on tour too as background singers.
And you gotta finish our
dancer.
Stuff.
I wanna be a dancer.
Tariq is getting too big, y'all. He gonna be too big for our reality show in a minute.
Lord, no, y'all gonna be right
we
there.
We still
in the
gotta
group.
Finish that tour. You already planning another tour.
Y'all gonna be right there on the road too.
Doing the Roger Rabbit.
Until Bree snap, because Bree be getting attitudes and snapping on folks. She's gonna be like, fuck you, Ike. I'm young, yo, Raquel. I'm young, yo, fuck all of y'all. I'm young, yo, Raquel.
I do not.
And she's been running across the freeway in some bell bottoms and high heels. Proud Mary, keep on running. Just gonna snap. Bree be snapping behind the scenes.
Lying on me.
Bree be snapping.
That's in Chicago. Yes. I'll be paired on mine.
Bree be snapping.
Y'all sweet as pie.
Hey, you know what's funny though? Did you say that? This one dude hit me up. He was like, yeah, I was trying to get to read some bigger stuff, but Bree blocked me.
Oh, damn.
So I'm going to you. I said,
y'all here blocking niggas, Bree.
I ain't even blocked nobody in a long time. Y'all petty.
Bree is so mean to me.
No, I am not.
No. Bree's mean on the outside and soft on the inside, though. Bree is so soft. In her defense, she is really soft. She's playing a role. She be playing a role.
My God.
Playing her no mind.
Man, what's up? Who's calling?
What's good, Tariq? This is Rome from Crenshaw.
Rome from Crenshaw. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Just wanted to tell you Mink Slide is popping.
Man, respect.
Can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Much respect.
And what's it called? Shout out to Layla and Bree.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Tariq, how do you feel about the fact that the women out here in L.A. is acting like more trifling than the dudes used to be about 5 years ago?
Oh, damn. Like trifling how? What are they doing? Because I'm not out here in the dating scene, so I don't know.
The women out here is kind of like on some, they kind of want you to like cheat with them and do the whole love and hip-hop drama because it looks like it's in. Like it's kind of cool to have a messy situation and not, you know what I'm saying? It's all backwards right now, especially with social media.
Right. Well, yeah, you can come up by being on some bullshit. That's the thing. Yep. And everybody's looking for a come up. And now if you're scandalous, especially the more scandalous you are, you can come up. Yep. You can be scandalous and do something shady and do something trifling and janky and call Mona Scott from Love and Hip Hop and get you a damn spot on a show.
Get you a check.
You did get you a little check.
The thing is, I'm loving hip hop girls and all that West LA. They was taking night classes wearing baby fat. I'm like, damn, what's really good?
Man, but hey, being scandalous is the new norm now, man. They've monetized it. They've created a way to monetize scandalous bullshit, man. But it is what it is. Thanks for the call, Ron. Man.
Crazy.
I want some of the brothers to call up who got side babies. I want some side baby dads to call up.
I gotta hear.
Is that something that men admit?
That's what I want to see. I want to see if some cats going to admit. I want to see, because there's probably a lot of dudes out here with side babies. They just don't claim them. You dig?
Damn, that's
which
sad.
That's bogus.
Yeah.
If you want to have a side baby, claim the side baby, take care of the side baby.
Exactly.
Guys going to be thinking.
Man, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up with your Tyreek Bree? Bree and Lola, Lee. What's up with
just
your Tyreek Bree?
You get a new name, man.
Before two out, man. I can't even answer. Now, I got a question for you, Tyreek. I got a good question.
Shout out to Lisa and and Brucey. Shout out to everybody. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, just a question, man. Like, when white people give contracts to Oprah and Michael Jordan, which is, you know, Nike, they give contracts to Michael and Discovery Network to give, you know, contracts to Oprah? Is it stipulations, Tyreek? Which it, do they say, like, you can't help black people, you can't do this, you can't do that? But it be seeming like that, man, because it was one dude from the Utah Jazz, the owner, he said, if you're going to play on my team, you got to give back to, like, the community of Utah Jazz. And it was number, like, little white boys and girls and white communities where they was giving back. So I be thinking, like, oh, you know, the rich niggas that, you know, like Oprah and all them, do they have contracts where they control them with contracts, like with $30 million, but they'll say, like, you got to do for the white community, you can't do nothing for the black community. Is those contracts real, Tyreek?
Okay, let me answer that off the phone. I'm going to answer that right now. Thanks for the call, okay, because he's very excited, and I want to talk, and he'll jump in. All right. But that's a very good question. They don't have it written verbally in the contracts. They don't have it in the contracts, but it's an understood thing that black folks, you're only going to help other black people to a certain capacity. That's an unwritten thing, because if you start helping too many black people and it looks like you're using that money that the people in the white dominant society is giving you to elevate too many black folks, they go on alert and they will go out of their way to sabotage it. We got to understand that. And we, on a subconscious level, we understand that. Jay Prince, who owns Rap-A-Lot Records down in Houston, very well-respected brother. Some years ago, him, Suge Knight, and Irv Gotti, they were going to use their money, pool their resources together, and come up with a black-owned distribution network. They were going to all get, they were all very successful in their own right. They were all about to come together and help each other and really help the community and start getting a black-owned music distribution outlet. In 1 week, all three of them got busted by the feds. They quickly sabotaged that. Jay Prince got busted. Herb Gotti went to jail. Suge went to jail. Death Row got raided. So whenever they see us trying to elevate other black folks with their money, they go on alert and they do whatever they can to sabotage that. Now, they'll let you go over there and build a school in Africa. You know, they'll that's over there. So they know how to sabotage it from another level over there. They'll fuck up the environment or whatever. So they ain't tripping about what you do over there in Africa. But over here, if it's not your money, they will try to sabotage you when you use your money to try to elevate other folks. This is why you always do things on a grassroots level. My man, LeVar Ball, this is why LeVar Ball, he got his own shoe company. And the, you notice the media, they go out of their way to dog that man's shoe company. And then what happens is you Negroes start doing it because white daddy didn't give it approval. Because the white person shitted on it, you start shitting on it. So we got to get off that. We take our cues from them. And we got a very bad habit of doing that. So we got to start rocking with stuff without waiting on approval from white mommy, white daddy. That's one of the reasons why Black Panther is so successful. It's a good movie. But the fact that white people co-signed it, that's why Negroes are up in the movie theater with dashikis on and eating chicken wings and shit, dancing, because you got approval from white mommy and white daddy. So we got to stop waiting on approval from everybody else and do things on a grassroots level. Always got to be like that. So it's time to get up out of here in a minute, family. Well, ladies, what do y'all got up for this weekend?
I think, oh, actually, it's my brother's. Well, his birthday was last week, but he's throwing a big party. Remember House Party 2? That is a pajama jammy jam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're taking it back and we're doing exactly that. He's going to rent this big house. We're going to have board games and movies and pajama jam. And
when is this?
It's going to be on Saturday.
Oh, damn.
Y'all want to come through? Y'all, nah. I just found out today.
I know Layla be telling us shit at the last minute.
No, if y'all want to, y'all should come. I mean, you don't have to spend a night, but, you know, some people spend a night, some people not. We're going to play board games. We're going to have movies. We're going to play hide and seek. It's going to be fun.
I gotta bring Mateo.
Yeah,
bring him. Help me. Get his
he
ass
gonna
to
be
sleep.
In there tearing shit down,
dancing,
okay?
Dancing on the table.
We have dance contests, ghost stories.
Where's it gonna be?
It's gonna be my brother's gonna get one of his locations.
Okay,
okay. Big, big
probably
house
in the hills.
Somewhere.
I know how they roll.
I know.
You know whatever.
Them big ballers over there.
Whatever. Yes. No,
yes.
We are not.
Yes.
No, we
and what you
not.
Got going on, Bree?
I'm gonna be in the gym. You know, trying to get ready for the shoot. I gotta be top notch. I can't be playing with
y'all. I'm coming too.
Y'all invited Layla to the gym. All the time.
I'm coming to the gym. No, I'm literally getting the stitches out of my foot today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I still got the stitches in my foot, and I went hiking, so I'm hardcore. I went hiking with stitches
now
in my
hardcore.
Foot. I said, fuck that.
Nah.
Nah, for real, and my foot was hurting. Now I paid for it after, whatever, but I'm trying. Guys.
Man. So, Layla, what's your Instagram where people
it's
can find you?
Layla Lopez. Lopez, MSLAILA. Wait, yeah, LOPZ.
You gotta, let's do it again. Sure. Wait, let's try it again. You're confusing the people.
MSLAILAOPEZ. That is my Instagram. Please hit me up. Yes.
Somebody said 23 of Layla's sugar daddies are going to show up to the pajama party.
Bring it on, sugar daddies. Bring it on. Rent due and coming up. You so did? Please, okay. Yes.
And Bree, what is your Insta?
Thank you guys. I got 7,000. I just realized I hit 7,000. So oh shit! I love y'all for loving me, even if you dare to hate and be petty. I don't care. I love Lord. You too. Come on and be petty. Shit. Yeah. No, I'm at it's Bree Small. Just exactly how it sounds. Catch me on the fly.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So yeah, you guys go to and I'm Tariq Elite on Instagram. Tariq Elite on Twitter. Tariq Nasheed. You guys, again, go to iTunes right now. Go to iTunes and get the song It's Time by the group Mink Slide. We are still in the top 20, ladies and gentlemen. So I need you guys to help get that song It's Time to number one on iTunes. Again, go to iTunes right now and Google Play if you are an Android user and get the song It's Time by my group Mink Slide and get this thing popping. We're still in the top 20 right now. Hopefully it will be on the Billboard charts next week because it's doing very well. But also, if you got Tidal and Spotify, you stream it all day, all week. Stream that shit. Yeah. Bump it. Tariq, all that good shit.
If you get on the Billboards and turn into Cardi B in this
Hey, I heard your other song is dope, too. He
holding out.
You had a lot of good songs.
Yeah, yeah. We got a whole, yeah. The album is called Egyptian Musk.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what about the song me and Layla sung?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We gotta get with you.
Is that on the album?
Boy, you're so fine, yeah.
You hear?
Wanna get with you. Yeah. Gotta make you mine, yeah.
That still sound horrible, guys.
I need to get Layla to rap a verse on that.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes. You did get some of that rogue rap on.
Okay, there. I have to think of the sub. What's the I want to get with you. Okay, I can think of a subject.
Yeah,
like,
I
want to
get with you.
Because
you know it's true.
And Bree, do you rap? Can we get a rap for you?
Yeah, y'all write. Yeah, I'll rap. Hell yeah, I'll rap.
I want to try to write my own. I want to try. And then if it's whack, then I'll let y'all write it. Then I'll let
I wrote some raps before back in the day.
You did?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be a rapper, though.
You didn't have a rap. Everybody got a fucking rap name.
No,
everybody.
No, I don't want to be a rapper.
Bree Small sound like a
I know. That sound like a
rapper. No, but people call me Biggie.
Oh, damn.
Wait, hold up.
They did used to call me Biggie Smalls.
Wait, why?
Because
my last name is Small.
Oh, okay.
That's the basic beat for that.
Is this what we're gonna do right now? Okay, let me see.
Let's bust some, Layla.
Okay.
That's the basic beat.
Let me get my flow.
So fine, yeah.
Let me get my flow. I want to get with you day and night. When I wake up at 6 in the morning, I'm thinking of you on the Instagram. I'm stalking your Instagram, baby. Yeah, I'm doing it lately. I'm about to go to Bahamas, fly you out, baby. I'm about to trick on you because I'm a sugar mama. What you want to do? What you want to do? What you want to do? Bend it over, flip it up, flip it back, and then go up. Yeah, yeah, I'm a beast. You gotta show me what you're working with, too. I don't know.
Layla, I fucking love you.
Layla's killing it.
I fucking love you. You gotta go get her. She going to the studio tonight.
No, I'm not. That was terrible.
No. That was off the dome.
I was making up shit.
Layla Donna was killing it.
No.
Anyway, y'all, go get that Mink Slide single right now, family. Y'all be good, man. Y'all have a good weekend. We won't be here next week, but y'all have a good weekend. We are out.
Peace. Layla.